Orla Perik Aleph Mishnah Beis. Eis Shabo Abusenu L'Aretz, at the time that our fathers came to Eretz Yisrael, Matzu Natua Potter. If they found a tree that was already planted, so that's Potter from Orla. The Rav says, the Torah says, Kisavo L'Aretz Unetatem. So it's dafka when we planted it after we got there, but it's excluding if the Ovdei Kochavim planted it before we got there. Natu, however, if we planted, the Rav says, whether it's a Yisrael or an Ovdei Kochavim planted, Afal Pishalei Kibshu Chayev. Even though we didn't conquer all of Eretz Yisrael, we came to Eretz Yisrael, but we didn't conquer the whole thing, then it's Chayev in Arlo, because the Torah says, the Rav brings, because it says Kol Eitz. The limud is whether a Jew planted it or whether a non-Jew planted it. Pishnah continues, Hanoteil Rabim Chayev. If a person plants in his own Rishus, but not for himself, rather he plants for the Rabim, he plants for the masses. So Chayev, he's still Chayev. And Rav says it's learned out from a drusha also, from Yia Lochem Arelim. So it comes to include even a person that plants in a Rishus HaYachid, he plants for the Rabbim to use this tree. Rabbi Yehuda Poiter, Rabbi Yehuda Poters it. And the Rav brings from drushas, because it says in the Tatem, which is also Lashon Rabbim, so anytime the Torah uses a double Lashon, Ein Riboy Achrib, if the Torah is coming to include something two times, so what's really happening is that it's being Memayit, Ein Riboy Achriboy Elul Memayit. And the Rabbanan, they didn't hold of Rabbi Yehuda Shita, because it didn't mean L'Rabim, it means each one by himself. The Rav says Allah is not like Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore Natal Rabbim is Chayiv. There's no Riboy Acher Riboy by it. Mishnah continues, Natal B'Shus HaRabim, if a person plants in Rishus HaRabim, and he's planting, not L'Tzarech HaRabim, but he's planting for himself, but in this case he's planting in Rishus HaRabim for his own needs. He's planting a fruit tree for himself in Rishus HaRabim. V'ha'ovid Kechavim Shanata. And also a non-Jew that plants in a Jewish field. So we're going to soon see that all these cases are Chayiv and Arlo. So the Rav says over here that the non-Jew is planting in the Sadeh Shel Yisrael. But what if it was in his own field, and then he sold it to you afterwards? That's mashma, that should be potter. And this is the way the Rambam also explains it on this Mishnah. However, the Rambam himself was Chayzer, and he held that it doesn't matter even when a non-Jew plants in his own field and then sells it to you afterwards. In the Yad HaChazakah, the Rambam says that you'd still be Chayiv in Arla no matter what. So, Ovi Kechom Shonata, Lamais, according to the Rambam, is Chayiv in Arla no matter what. Whether or not it's his field or your field, doesn't matter. The HaGazlan Shonata, or a Gazlan, that he stole a field even before Yish. V'Anoitea B'Sfina, or if a person plants in a boat. So, this boat that we're referring to, because all these cases we're going to see are Chayiv and Arlo, so it's a boat that's either made out of pottery, because pottery, if the bottom of the boat is pottery, so it's not really a barrier for things below it. Dirt and earth and things that grow will break through pottery, and roots will go right through it, and there'll be yonik from the karka. But if it was actually a wooden boat or any other type of material, it would need holes in the bottom of the boat. We've discussed boats with holes on the bottom in Ma'aser Sheni. And also a tree that just grew by itself. The Rav says, though, but obviously this tree is not in like a forest or something. We're dealing with a tree in a place that's habitable, where people live. All these cases, Chayiv Ba'arla.